record this.
Welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Zach, Lana, and Rob.
And maybe Matt.
Matt to come along later. And today we're playing Overwatch. What year is that?
Who am Who's I?
The president. Yeah.
What's going on? Yes, it is Overwatch 2. Played a couple of intro games. I had a pretty good time.
It's not bad.
It's a good game.
I'm remembering it. I'm starting to remember.
It's all coming back.
Slowly.
It's what brought us all together.
I'm remembering me flanking constantly, everyone going, "Where are you going?" And me going, "Hee hee hee hee." Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah, and today we're talking The Bad Batch Episode 7 and 8.
Yeah, we are.
So,
the continuation of the story.
Extraction.
Yeah, so jump right into Extraction. So as you guys may remember, it ended with a cliffhanger with the Empire closing in.
That's right. They just blew up. So the espionage clone killed the other espionage clone.
That's right.
Then the building blew up with them in it. And all the and they had just called in all the Empire clone troopers.
That's right. So the beginning of this one is we get the assassin. I call him like a what do they call him? The Court of Owls guys? Thorns? Alana?
Who? I didn't read that shit.
The Court of Owls? Talons. They're called Talons.
I wasn't aware of this.
Alana's our comics expert.
Ask me something about Pokemon.
Is it when it becomes relevant? But yeah, so he's on the hunt, but his like invisibility shield or whatever isn't working, right? Because he's hitting buttons. So,
yeah, is that guy? Is he tech?
No.
No. Are you sure?
He's like evil tech.
Yeah, he's evil tech.
This is gonna be a recurring thing where you're gonna guess people are tech.
Not me. I thought Matt did last time. If Matt was here, he would tell us.
I think so. I think it was Matt. Let's blame Matt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, his little transponder to it, his connection to the ship is all messed up, so he can't call in for help, can't call in extra supplies, can't do anything. And,
yeah.
Womp, womp, womp.
So, yeah, so that's interesting. There's some more interesting stuff with him later, but yeah, so then we go to our heroes. Everyone's fine, of course, even though they were in a collapsing building.
They have armor on.
Yeah.
A lot of armor, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the assassin got a building dropped on him, and the assassin had was a little technical issue.
Yeah, he had
He's like, my iPad is broke. My wait, no, it wouldn't be an iPad. It would be, what were the iTouches?
Mm-hmm.
Back when? The little techno pad would be like, boop. What am I?
Oh. I don't know. Whichever they are, but there's another way out and another ship that they can use. So they're still in business.
Tower, you know what time it is. It's Farrah time.
But now it's in daytime, even though it's called Night Market. Anyway.
Everything's new again. Yeah, so the clones all meet, or the bad guy clones all meet up. There's the clone power struggle, where they're like, who's in charge of this operation? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the whole thing was weird. I don't know. Just like the CX2 guy was like, I'm in a classified mission. And they're just like, oh, no more questions asked. All right.
Mm. Like, well, at least not right away. But the, do you guys like, there's a part where one of them says, are they insurgents or are they clones? And someone says, they're both.
Yeah.
But also, like, insurgents? Like, what is this, like, the Iraq War era?
Maybe?
I thought that was an interesting choice.
Oh, Mercy's won!
Okay, so we get Crosshair versus the operative. They fight multiple times. I noticed. Right? Is this the one where they're sniping at each other? Like, literally?
Yes, not figuratively? Yes, exactly. They snipe. They prove inefficient against each other.
That's right. Boy, I'm kicking butt this game. I don't know, we must be matched against easier players. Anyway, so the heroes get away, and the operative shoots their ship, which causes it to crash, which in turn causes more arguing.
Do they not have shields?
Not in the rear. You have to activate them.
Why did they activate them?
Because. Why would you?
Because, well, it's a very... I liked it. It was very impressive. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good it crap. Was a good shot. Cool. Too bad Crosshair can't do that anymore.
He's got the right? PTSD, or I don't know. I guess it's internal.
It's probably PTSD.
Shit.
There we go.
There we go.
So okay. Yeah, so wild. It's but it's interesting, right? Because they're both snipers. They're both
both clones, obviously.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I mean this other sniper is good, but it doesn't seem like they're any whole lot better than Crosshair.
it's like his dark, his like opposite, like a Marvel villain.
Oh, you say his dark opposite? He's dark.
Yeah.
Jeez, you know how I love to talk about Disney and their foils.
Like Marvel, you mean?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I mean, because now you have that, you have... we'll talk about the other part later. Never mind. Yeah, continuing on. Yeah, it's fun. I want to know if there's any enhanced tech in that guy's helmet.
Probably. I mean, you know, these guys always have new toys, but will they use them? So the next note I have is Crosshair and Echo argue, and there's like dueling accents. Where he's like, she's like, da, 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 da. I have to go back and watch it again.
What are you talking about?
They're dueling accents of Crosshair and Echo.
And Omega?
And Omega, sorry. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Get back to the point, folks.
I like the part where after they crash and he's like being such a dad, he's like, do you have your thing? Do you have your crossbow? Do you have that? She's like, you're worse than Hunter. He's like, oh, I'm much worse.
Way worse.
that's the part I was referring to.
That was the best part.
That was the best
part. Also the part where they're like, I don't like the plan. He's like, too bad.
It's my plan.
Crosshair, bring it back to life.
Such a girl dad. It's cute.
Yeah. Totally.
I also like when the pilot falls out of the ship, there's like a nice little Wilhelm scream. I'm like...
Oh my god.
Yeah,
classic
Star Wars.
It was great.
I'm very easily pleased, I guess. Because I was like, when I heard it, I was like, oh.
No, it's great.
Even though they've done it 10,000 times.
So the... Yeah, that Reaper is going to get his ult soon. Because he keeps hitting us. So anyway, so they escape in a ship. I guess they get to the ship and they escape. And then I think my note is Crosshair blows up a ship full of other clones.
Finally hits his shot on the... He pulls the same move, right?
Doesn't it take him a couple tries?
Oh, yeah. It takes him forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I was just a little bit confused about who was blowing up which ship, because everyone's in the clone armor, you know. So, I was confused by that. So I thought it was interesting that Crosshair kills his fellow clones when the whole time they've been trying not to.
Well, you know? He doesn't care about killing clones.
Yeah, but you'd think his buddies would be like, hey, what are you doing?
Do you guys know, like, who's a clone and, like, who isn't?
All of them are clones except for the new troopers.
But how do we know which one's a new trooper?
They have the new crappier suits.
They look more like regular stormtroopers.
Yeah, they have the new improved crappy suits.
Mm-hmm. That's my theory, at least.
Well, that
I guess we're grouping back up.
Is there any like less different voices, like more Tamara Morrison than normal?
How's it going?
Hey, welcome in.
Yeah. Anyway, so guys, is this a Crosshair season?
Yeah, I think so.
He's like the main character.
It's the redemption of Crosshair.
But it's like all him. Like Wrecker's done like nothing.
He hasn't been in it very much, so they gotta catch up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dee Bradley Baker's gonna feel neglected. Not getting a part.
Is this also the season for laser knife saber swords? Like those, they should have
vibro sword and the next vibro blade.
Is that what they're called? Okay. They look cool.
They're cool.
You know,
I mean, I shouldn't be damaged, but I picked it.
I mean, I would like to maybe play D.Va like once.
Yeah, you can change your role now. D.Va's Matt, still good. You can join on me.
D.Va's not good?
No, D.Va's still good.
Oh, okay.
You should be able to join on me, I think.
Well, it says request. It can request invite to group.
I remember I tried to play as D.Va and Heroes of Storm. And I got...
So the next note I had was the Reichenbach Fall fight between Crosshair and his nemesis.
We thought Crosshair was going to die.
He's going to die?
He's going to die.
You did?
Yeah.
Really? In the middle of like the season? Just.
I mean, I guess I feel like he had a bunch of death flags in this episode. But I guess it was more like this was his redemption episode.
All redemption.
All redemption all the time.
Yeah.
What are we playing?
It's like wrestling to amuse you while you wait for a match.
Oh, right.
How do I? Oh my gosh.
Wow, this is exactly like Overwatch 1.
Oh, it's going to change.
Including the long queue times?
That I don't know.
It's better than last before.
What did you guys think of the...
I'm just ribbing.
With the clone was like, you could have been one of us, brother. The bad guy is arch nemesis. It's like, yeah, it could be like you, a robot.
Or an elite.
It could have been part of something.
Could have been a contender.
Could have had a cool bodysuit and a cool helmet.
It's all about loyalty, right? Okay, so our heroes escape. Our heroes meet a ship. And the ship is directed by Wolf. And I do not remember Wolf. Is anyone else?
Should we?
No.
Like, should we remember him?
Well, they made a big deal about the reveals, so yeah, we probably should.
Is he from a previous season? Or what?
From Rebels. And not Rebels, from the old Clone Warriors.
Clone Wars.
Clone Warriors?
Wow. Yeah. They were warriors.
The Clone Warriors. They're the best warriors.
Old Cold Warrior.
They have a pretty funny exchange, because they're like... Because like Rex is like, they're experimenting on this. And he's like, the Empire wouldn't do this. And I'm like, dude, you're like a clone. Like, obviously, they do experiments.
Yeah, what do you know what the Empire would and wouldn't do?
The morals.
And he's clearly just in denial, right?
Well, he doesn't know.
Yeah, but he's not willing to accept it.
He's like, heroes follow orders.
Well, he's like, I serve the Empire. I serve the Soviet Union.
That seemed like a missed opportunity there, because... That was going to be Crosshair's big moment where he's like, brother, I used to be like you. I used to serve the Empire, and now, you know, I learned better. Don't be like me.
Yeah.
Don't be like Zach and play Moira.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of does.
But no. So he doesn't say anything in that part.
Kind of. He tells other people.
Well, who appeals to his conscience, Rex? Yeah.
Rex rolls for persuasion.
Yeah. He's like, you may be a part of the Empire, but you're still a clone, damn it. You're a clone. Does that need to mean something?
God damn it.
Oh, I have a quick boost?
What I have a clone loyalty. So I thought that was funny. It's all about the clone loyalty, baby.
Clone solidarity.
That was rude. Yeah.
But he does at the end let them leave. And
that's a nice moment.
And then it's revealed the operative made it. The bad guy operative.
The operative's actually alive.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
I think nobody actually thought he was going to die.
I thought he was hoping.
No body, no death.
That's right.
Yes. Back in the old... Man, who am I going to play? Ooh, Sigma.
You are at Sigma.
I remember liking that guy quite a bit.
Mm. All right,
throws the rocks.
Any thoughts on episode 7? I thought it moved the plot along pretty well.
Yeah, I thought it worked well. It balanced a lot of things that we needed to balance. It brought back them connecting with the troopers. It connected them with the Empire, leaving a little sea for Wolf to think about. We get more connection with Omega and Crosshair. Omega once again taking on more characteristics of those that Omega's currently like loving.
Yeah, we learned at the end why Omega's important, right?
I thought it was revealed. I thought we already knew, but the
characters knew, right?
They knew about that. They knew about the M count, but they didn't know like what that is.
Yeah.
All right. So should we move on to episode 8?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh right.
Did anyone find the episode really dark? By the way,
Both of them were very dark.
Yeah, and I'm like, you have, like, it's not like they're shooting this, and, like, they could just up the brightness. We have the technology. I thought it was very strange.
It's a cartoon. Okay, so this one starts off much more like a typical Bad Batch episode with a call from Fee to give them a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Is it from Fee or from Wanda Sykes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Not to be confused with Fennec Shands, who they see later.
Ming-Na Wen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one's Fee?
The archaeologist chick?
Archaeologist who's...
No, that's Wanda Sykes.
No! Yeah. Yes! Okay. Yes. I don't know why Matt corrected us. They're the same.
Because I don't know these characters' names.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't make me wrong, though.
Is it Fee? Played by Wanda Sykes? We say yes, Matt.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. The guys are right.
Yeah.
They had that funny joke about, like, oh, she's a pirate, but they gave her, like, a... Name.
Yeah, Crosshair doesn't know who anybody is. He's like, who is that? What are you talking about? Where am I? Poor Crosshair. I like forgot he basically left like right at the beginning. He doesn't know anything.
Yeah. And she says Fennec Shands needs something from them.
No, Fennec Shands has information they want.
About
M count.
Yeah. Yeah. They need to know more about what's his name. Hemlock.
Dr. Hemlock?
Yeah.
Sherlock Hemlock. Yes. Yeah.
Well, they want to know more about what the M count is, so they go to... And Fee says, why don't you go to Fennec? Because Fennec has helped out before.
And she's been on the show before, right?
It's basically an excuse just to put him on a mission to blast some stuff.
Which one?
And get some nice cameo with Ming-Na. Yeah.
Yeah, so they go on the job. Omega gets left behind again. Thankfully, we're spared another long argument about that.
Yeah, all you have to do is just be like, nah, no arguments here. And they're like, yeah, okay.
Gave her a mission, which was help Crosshair with his hand. And so she was okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do that. Right. You stay over there. You stay out of it.
Right, so they're at the bar, they work for Fennec, right. Crosshair's hand, he learns that it can't be solved medically, which we all knew.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, sure you did.
We assumed.
Yeah, sure you did, yeah.
I think it's the same assumption.
We talked about it last week.
Ah, fuck.
I said it was physical, and you said it was mental, and I said, meh, maybe.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Who can say?
We're battling him. Is this you and me, buddy? So they arrive on another seedy planet, and I have the observation, you think they would start wearing disguises at some point, since they're one day...
I know, right? Just sitting at the bar in full clone armor.
Yeah, so that was funny. And they meet young Fennec Shands again.
Young? Is she young?
She's younger than she is in the Mandalorian.
Yeah, Mandalorian.
Oh, I guess that's true. And, and she's saying, what's going on?
Yep.
Luring it over them. Yeah. Everything they got.
Being bitter that they screwed her over before.
I appreciate that for, they didn't just have her be a straight-up good guy, like in Book of Boba Fett, like Goody Two-Shoes.
Is everybody dead?
Yep.
Pretty much. I was watching a YouTube where they had more hot takes about Star Wars. I know, very original for YouTube. But they were like, everyone in Star Wars now is like, every main character is just a good guy. Even in video games like Star Wars Outlaws.
I would just...
Yeah, what else is new?
I know, sorry. But it's true. What's up, Jay?
Everyone hold tab and look at the kill to death for between the two teams.
Uh-oh. Was it bad?
We had our best was 4 kills. There, and they were like 18, 18, 18, 18.
whatever.
We move up and down.
All right, so they land on the planet, and they go to the Everglades, and they get on this, like, swamp boat, airboat, like in that episode of Archer.
Yeah, the airboat. The, well, yeah, the quest Phoenix leads
negotiates,
to more...
yeah. From 10 to potentially 5, I guess.
And then, of course, one quest needs to another quest, like in the video game. But yeah, I did like the airboat, and I also like how Fennec wears the same outfit, like, her whole life.
Well, yeah, it is a cartoon.
Well, it's also, like, her trademark.
It's also Star Wars.
The Bad Batch wear the same. Yeah, I think it is.
Mm.
You see that outfit, you go, that's Fennec.
Right.
Just like that's Boba, Fennec. Just like Hunter. Just
they,
like
and she brand. Tells them, and she tells them they have to wear masks because the air on the planet, but they have to keep their helmets on because the air is bad, and that never pays off, but...
Well, it forces them to wear their helmet.
Explains why they wear their helmet.
Why you just keep your
helmet Yeah, why they just... Keep their helmet on. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, or just keep your helmet on.
Maybe
they want to show how badass that praying mantis alien thing was.
They can breathe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So next we have the big action scene where they are doing mine clearing and then they get attacked by a bunch of crocodiles.
Yeah.
Yes, and they're blatantly crocodiles where they did nothing to change them.
Yeah.
Space skaters. I love it.
Yeah.
How would you change them, Matt?
Give them like 6 legs, like have them just look a little bit different than crocodiles.
Have them be red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything. Change them a tiny bit.
I did feel like, yup, it's another Bad Batch fight scene we got here.
Well, I like that. I like the hand-to-hand fighting. I thought that was cool.
Mm.
I was wondering if they were going to do an Apocalypse Now thing, but they didn't really.
I did write Apocalypse Now on there, but yeah, it didn't. Yeah. They didn't have quite like Colonel Kurtz or anything. No.
It was just more like Gator.
Yeah, you didn't really get the feeling that they were descending into hell and they were all going crazy. Really
What was that other show? Oh, it was the Acolyte, where.
Rip.
That happened.
Rest in peace, Acolyte.
Yeah.
Gone too soon.
Yeah, so they fight the crocodiles and then they just gun it. And I thought to myself, what if there's another minefield where there's like more mines further down?
Then they'll stop.
Good question.
I guess Hunter would spot it with his superpowers.
I thought of that in like the beginning of the minefield. They just like casually jump in the water and then they're like inches away. They're like, oh yeah, there's some mines here.
Well, the water is still. It's hard to find tracks.
Also, they could be vehicle mines. In Company of Heroes, there's vehicle mines and there's infantry mines. And infantry can wander all day on top of vehicle mines, and they're fine. So I'm
In the Decipher Star Wars customizable card game, there's infantry mines and vehicle mines.
Right.
They're different.
That's right.
Was that Rob?
Go ahead, Rob.
No, I don't remember that at all. Yeah, I'm sure you're right, though.
Do you play the Decipher Star Wars game, Jay or Rob?
I mean, the most recent one I played is Battlefront 2. Yeah.
No, the card game.
No, that card game I had, when I was a kid. I would more collect it than play it, though.
Yeah, same. Because the game is incredibly confusing.
Not that fun to play.
I was a dumb kid, too. Yeah.
Okay, so...
I wrote down Omega is very tan. Did you guys notice that?
She did look a little different in this episode.
Well, I mean, been sitting on the...
She's been getting some
chilling,
sun.
Enjoying the good life.
Yeah. She's in prison and now she's not. Now she's
meditating.
Yeah. Go ahead, Zach.
I was just going to move on, which is we get the reveal. And this was kind of the most interesting part of the episode, I thought, where Fennec says, I didn't give up on tracking Omega. The client dropped the bounty because they thought Omega would be safer with the Bad Batch.
Yeah, that's great.
So that was very interesting. Don't you?
Yeah, it's a good callback. It makes everyone remember what happened. And,
yeah, it's interesting.
But did we ever reveal who the client was?
I don't think so. Mm. Oh, wait, wasn't it Nalase? Or someone? It was someone, I thought. It was like, was it a Kamino person.
Well, the fact that she was all mysterious about it made me think that it hasn't revealed. The audience doesn't know who it is either.
Well, nice. I stole my gold hammer. Check it out.
Nice. But anyway.
Yep. So
no thoughts on who. It's no thought on who the client is.
No thoughts.
What?
No thoughts.
Who had the bounty on Omega to help her?
It was the Kaminoans.
I bet it was Bail Organa.
What? you knew it was Nalase. That wasn't new.
Then why were they all mysterious about it?
They weren't.
Okay, mysterious.
It's Amperu. Just admit it.
That's right.
Amperu? Whoa.
It's all coming back to me now.
All coming back. Who do we think is the...
So she's like, I know a bounty hunter who did an M count thing. So who do we think that is? And is it Dengar?
It's definitely Dengar. Who else could it possibly be?
Hi, JD.
Finally, we're getting the Dengar reveal.
long-awaited Dengar reveal.
I like when Fennec stayed behind and she's like, I'm the lookout.
She truly wanted to do like no work.
Yeah, she really didn't. She knew she had the Bad Batch over a barrel, so.
Yeah.
She's willing to play it for all it was worth. Pretty funny. Okay, so they go in and they meet the Monster Man.
Whoa.
Which was interesting.
The Monster Man?
Yeah, this monster dude.
There's a whole ass Hanzo behind us.
Whole ass Hanzo?
I mean,
he's got a nice 2D.
Oh, I got him. I'm helping.
So he's tricky. This bad guy is tricky to fight. You know.
Yeah, it seems like a tough. And we hadn't seen him before, right?
Oh, the praying mantis guy? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a tough guy. Cookie. See, they couldn't make alligators cool because then that would take away from having a cool ass praying mantis.
Right.
They spent all their budget on this guy.
Yeah.
I was getting very Pokemon vibes this episode. Yeah, just generic versions of animals that are like barely changed.
See, Alana, you wanted to talk about Pokemon. There you go.
I mean, yeah. Even Pokemon will change the color though, at least.
Yeah, they will. Like the red crocodile in black and white.
There you go.
Matt, jump down. You're almost dead.
But it was a good fight scene. Like the Praying Mantis is actually really fast, which I don't know. This show has a bit of a slower pace in terms of like just everything, but especially the dialogue. But
damn it.
Yeah, they do talk really slow. I also like seeing the Bad Batch. Like sometimes I feel on some shows I watch, I don't know, the protagonists are really incompetent, and it's really nice that they're really competent. Like when they get attacked by those clones and they use the smoke grenades and stuff to just like take care of them. It's awesome.
Yeah, I did make you wonder why they didn't just use real grenades.
Maybe they didn't have any, Zach.
Well, they're the Bad Batch. They always have grenades. Are you kidding? Don't give me that.
I guess.
All right. So they eventually capture them, all working together, and then we get Omega and Crosshair doing meditation. And yeah. I always love it. It's such a trope. They're sitting there doing it, and Crosshair says, "What are we doing?"
Yeah.
It's like
we didn't talk about it ahead of time.
She didn't explain what they were going to do before they did it.
Oh, she said, sit down, close your eyes.
Yep.
Matt's just going in.
Because you think Crosshair would do it if she was like, you're going to meditate.
I mean, he apparently was willing to sit there while she, oh God.
Well, only because it didn't have time to be grumpy.
All right, let's group up.
Okay, so they complete the mission, but Fennec doesn't give them the information right away. Classic. So classic. So typical.
He's such a jerk about it,
too. What's that glowy thing?
I'm not answering you. Yeah.
Oof. And then, okay, so she doesn't want to give them the info, and then she betrays them one more time. So many betrayals at the very end.
Incredible betrayal.
Fennec plays both sides, so she always comes out on top.
Always does.
I mean...
They really should have expected that, honestly. But also, they didn't really give her a lot of information. Like, they were on this planet. They were looking for M-count things, which isn't that surprising.
Mm.
But they didn't say if they had Omega or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, they all but said they did, really.
I know, but... They should have played more dumb. It should have been like, Fennec, do you know where Omega is? We can't find her.
we'll
give you so much information if you know where she is. Anything you want.
She doesn't want anything from them.
They have no guile.
No.
That was Jango Fett didn't give them that gene.
Nope. So that's episode 7 and 8 of The Bad Batch.
They were good. I liked it. I feel like they have a much harder job than the enemy team.
They were probably as good as the Bad Batch ever is, I would say.
I think there's stronger character work than there used to be. And I like that they reintroduced, that they brought Crosshair back in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, since everybody is a foil of someone, so you get Hunter, Wrecker, and you get
Echo?
Yes. Well, it was supposed to be Tech and Crosshair, right? Initially. Because they're both, since they both were, Wrecker and Hunter were both people who got into the fight, like did direct things. One happened to do damage, one loved the knife, liked to be silent. And then you had Tech, who helped them get in and out of fights. Right? Mm. From a distance. Mm. And then just like Crosshair did.
Right.
And then you had
what's the punch button again?
And then
wow, what happened?
We got
Winston,
it
was the Winston switch. Any questions?
Wow, should have done it earlier.
I wasn't a gold player for nothing.
Good job, buddy. I forgot how good Zen was.
Toast. Hey.
Hey, Rob. Mercy's Angel. What does that mean?
Stop hacking the game, Rob. Turn off the mod. Yeah.
So once Tech died, they had to get rid of Cross. They got rid of Crosshair, so Tech had to die because Tech had no foil anymore.
Three seasons later.
Yeah, so like, but now that we got Echo back, we get some Tech, we get some Crosshair, and we get a little more Rex, and then we have the foil of Crosshair versus Crosshair. So like, it all comes back around.
Yeah, it's not as much to Dominion. Adults.
What? How dare you?
Uno Mas.
Uno Mas is Rob. Rob's got the hunger. He's got the fire. Is it time for questions of the day?
Yes. Do you want to switch to Dominion as well?
What the hell? He said you guys are related or something. Wow.
I walked away to
it's
the
like
kitchen.
You don't listen to anybody.
No, I walked away and my headphones didn't have the reach to get to the kitchen. No, I was returning.
Yes, I do think we should switch to Dominion. Although Rob this was fun. Rob
it's
said
fine.
One more.
Fine.
That's my vote.
Hmm?
I'm ready for the wind down.
We got five people.
We have five people, he says. Finally. Rob has been waiting for this moment to have a full five squad.
Five people we could vote.
It's a good idea. This is the gold times.
We can make a democracy. For
this is taking me back to pre-pandemic days.
Right?
I'll play one more of this.
Yeah, one more.
Yeah, I haven't played as Ana yet, and I would like to.
Yeah, this is the first time I got to play as a healer. Anything other than a...
All right, question number one. Let me know if we've already done this one.
We did it.
We may have. We very well may have. Do you have any scars on your body? And if so, where are they from?
We have definitely done this.
We've done that, yeah.
Okay.
Have we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jay is like a lot, right? From his life crime.
I specifically said a lot. I fell off a Tonka truck in my driveway and ripped it open down to the kneecap.
Oh, what? I don't think I was here for this.
I mean, we could do it, I guess, if people don't remember, but I'm pretty sure we did.
Oh, it's fine. Oh, I don't care. Maybe I was busy. Maybe I was traveling. I don't know. All
right, so Jay jumped off a Tonka truck.
Oh, we're doing it? Okay, so...
I don't know. I wasn't listening either.
All right, whatever. Let's just do it. So I have a messed up finger from slamming my finger in a door.
I didn't do it.
No, it wasn't Matt. We're not going to rewrite history and say that Matt did it. That would be false. And then I also have a scar on my face. And no one knows where I came from.
No one knows where you came from.
Yeah, and then I have a bunch of little scars like on my, you know, on my fingers, as people who use knives do. I love the knife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I have one. I have one from a knife as well. And I have the one on my back from getting shot at point blank range by a paintball.
By an ex-friend.
Wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, I never went paintballing before. Why are you blaming the victim?
I'm just saying, I feel like that's an important part of the story, is that you were only wearing a t-shirt. And it was like an old t-shirt, too. Because you didn't want to get paint on it.
It's not, I'm a badass. I don't need anything else. Yeah.
All right, Alana, how about you?
I have a scar on my hand from opening a package with scissors, and then it's like very straight line. Like,
oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's very small. And I think I still have a scar on my chest from the bike slamming into when I was a kid, like the handlebars.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. See, I don't remember any of this. I don't remember.
You weren't there.
I don't remember you saying that for the question either.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think we did this.
Yeah. All right. Jay, leave me alone.
Does Andrew have a scar from his exploding shower door?
Yes. He also has a scar on his wrist from falling off his bike and breaking his wrist. He also has scars from his lung surgeries. And
he had lung surgeries?
I think that's it. Yeah.
Oh
my goodness.
Okay. How are his lungs doing now? No.
Fine.
Okay.
Ilios. All right,
Rob. I am like searching for scars at the moment and failing.
Like, scars are more internal.
Yeah, no, those are like never ending. I have a lot of freckles, which is just my scar being a ginger, which is really the worst type of scar.
Okay, I said I wanted to play Anna. You can't both be support.
Yeah. I didn't pick support.
It's not up to us, Alana. Is this your first time playing Overwatch 2?
Yes. We should be able to negotiate.
I mean, it might actually be true.
We should have picked no role then.
Overwatch 2.
What do you mean no role? I picked all roles. You guys have to get off.
You should have picked healer.
It's literally not letting me pick it. We can't have three healers.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You're right.
So Matt, get off.
I can't. It made me be support. I can't.
This is stupid. Why are we playing this game?
She's your sister.
Damn. Overwatch 2. Where did you come from? Overwatch 2.
Let's quit. We go back to lobby.
We played Dominion.
Go back to lobby and let's switch.
No, we're not quitting. We just waited for 5 minutes for a game.
Yeah,
we're doing this.
We're not quitting.
So it's like, I pick Anna, I go to pick a skin, and in that time, you guys have already picked support.
No.
That's what happened.
Anna, no, that's not what
that
happened.
That is what happened.
That is literally not what happened.
Yes, it is.
Fact check. Check, please.
Check the tape.
No, that is not what happened.
That's what happened.
Because I was like, I don't know if you're going to get a chance to pick Anna, so I
find us.
A match at a time.
Okay. All right, Matt, question number 2. Let's move this along here.
Hold on, I'm feeling a lot.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. No, I did something dumb. It's fine.
Okay, sorry. Question number 2. Okay, question number 2. You guys ready?
Yeah. Yes.
If it was up to you, what would the H in Jesus H Christ stand for?
Hopscotching.
Hell's bells.
I said Hercules.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
So Alana said, what did you say, Alana?
Hell's bells.
Hell's bells. I said hopscotching. Matt said Hercules. How about Jay and Rob?
What's the question?
What would the H in Jesus H Christ stand for? What does it currently stand for?
Nothing.
I don't think it stands for anything.
Did they sometimes say like Jesus Henry Christ? No, maybe it's not.
It's also not canon that it even is.
That even is his name.
That even is, yeah. That even is his middle name.
It's canon, like it's not in the Bible.
Yeah, it's beta canon.
Yeah, it's beta canon. It's not official.
Uh-huh.
And okay,
Horseradish.
horseradish.
Ooh.
That's spicy.
My spicy take.
Harissa. Okay.
Harissa.
I would say
Horse Girl.
Ooh, Horse Girl. It's a good movie. I'm gonna say Ham Radio, because that was around
during that. Come on, guys, serious answers here.
Yeah, jeez. That's a serious question.
I mean, maybe it is hell, and you know, he's a real heaven and hell.
Let me heal you, Walala.
Hank?
Harold?
Homer?
Oh.
Wow. Hold on, he said.
Yeah, hold on. We're in the middle of an epic fight.
We gotta hold on. We're in a fight.
All right, our next one comes to us courtesy of the hot seat. While I'm dead, maybe you guys aren't dead.
Nope, struggling to survive.
So, question number three is: what is your favorite holiday tradition?
There's a lot of holidays.
Yeah, there's a lot of holidays.
Yeah, which one should I
pick? Going to PAX Unplugged.
PAX Unplugged is a holiday. It's a good choice. But what? I mean, I do like Christmas presents.
Wow. What? You can't say that.
Why not?
You're an adult. Come on.
So?
But it's true. Shit.
Somebody else go first for their favorite holiday tradition. I don't know.
Arguing about how to open the presents.
Arguing about how to do the white elephant.
Love Shack.
Yeah. That's a good one, Lana. I do like a lot of the Passover ones.
Passover is not my favorite holiday. Probably, I mean, your favorite holiday is Thanksgiving, so probably Thanksgiving related things.
Your favorite holiday is Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Just everything about it. Eating the food.
What about Halloween?
This is Halloween. It's not.
Halloween's fun. It's kind of low stakes.
I disagree a lot. I always feel pressure to come with a good costume, and I never can.
Again, Zach, you're an adult.
I know that it's self-inflicted, but I still feel it.
That means he's putting a lot of thought into the Halloween costume.
Too much. That's the problem.
He doesn't want to just go with the Joker every year.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anything but that.
Okay, so I'm going to say my favorite holiday tradition in the past was at our grandparents' house. We would do Christmas presents or whatever, have dinner, and then watch the 007 Days of Christmas on Spike TV.
All right, what was the question? Right. Oh, holiday tradition. Yeah, so I did mine. Everything about Thanksgiving, watching football, and
I was going to say Christmas presents, specifically opening them on Christmas Eve, like one present. We would usually have the cousins open, the youngins, but that is kind of a basic answer. So I'm going to say, like, during Halloween, every October, I'll watch some horror series I've never seen before, or at least seen only maybe one of. But yeah, this year I'm doing The Omen, but I've done some epic ones. I've only seen Omen 1 before, which is good but not great, I'd argue. But yeah, I've done Puppet Master. There's like 14 of those, and
there's a guy in here.
Godzilla.
Is Godzilla horror?
Does chicken burrow?
What? Yeah. Godzilla can burrow? Is that what you said?
I said this chick can burrow.
Oh.
Yeah, I allowed it. There's some horror elements.
Godzilla? Like existential terror of the atomic bomb?
Yeah, it's totally horror elements. Totally.
It's like a subgenre of horror monster movie, I'd say, yeah. This burrower is freaking me out.
Ew, gross. What the? Ew. I don't like that.
What did you
know? Nobody like that?
No, me like that, yeah. The burrower is creepy. Speaking of a horror subgenre.
The burrowers? All right, Jay and Alana. I've been a lot of some good ones. What was it again? Arguing? That was a serious answer.
I no longer have Halloween or holiday.
Oh.
You don't do any holiday?
You have no holiday traditions.
Dude, what about the white elephant or the Secret Santa?
I guess he doesn't like it.
I mean, we're not even doing it this year yet. I mean, it's not even like really a tradition. Is that a tradition? I don't know.
I'd say so.
Tradition.
The Sombra's in the back, Zach, help!
Where?
Near me.
That doesn't help at all.
We keep changing it every year. I don't know if it counts as a tradition. But yeah, no, I don't really do holidays anymore.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty. Group up with us next time for more Overwatch 2.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.